morning to Conway and Whitman on 97.1, the From Talk Station. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. We have a very special guest coming up. A guy that you'll know instantly. A guy who's running the state of California, ladies and gentlemen.
Who is officially a candidate for re-election.
You got it. He's been on with us before, and he's always welcome, and I can't believe he's made time again for us for this time slot as well. He's up late tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the governor of the state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. How are you, sir?
Fantastic.
Hey.
Thank you. This is great.
Oh, man. I tell you something. We always appreciate you taking time for us, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you what. My publicist called me today and said, Arnold, guess what? We've got a big talk tonight. Really? We'll be doing Tonight Show. Or what are we doing? Carson Daly?
Conway
Whitman.
Oh, crap.
You know, because I tell you what, and I don't mean it in a bad way, I've got to prepare for your show more than I do for any goddamn show on the show. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
You know, I have to work out when I prepare for your show. A lot of people don't know this. You guys also do very intense training before you get into studio. You have to, of course. And Whitman, of course, was doing some squats today. He called me for some advice. And I guess something went bad, right, Whitman?
Something went very wrong.
Right. Yeah. We used to say back in the gym, and Tim, you remember this, we used to say back in the day that, looks like the twins are coming out to play. Remember
you
that
bet,
one?
You bet. That's a bad vibe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen.
No.
Governor, I don't know if your publicist told you, but we were on the air. This is...
Is that right? We're not pre-taping.
Yes. Yeah, no, we're not pre-taping.
That's even better.
Okay.
Great.
All right. All right.
Hey, Governor, let's get, if we can, to the big news for you in the last week. You announced that you will run again in 2006, and this is something that a lot of people said, Governor, you made this announcement to try to regain some political momentum since you've been suffering a little bit in the public opinion polls lately.
Well, listen, that's a great question, a great thing you brought up, Whitman. But I want to tell everybody out there listening, and this is one of the reasons I did this show, to let everybody know that, you know, I want to finish the job. I don't want to just leave and have somebody else take over, because we are trying right now. This is the hardest part, getting all of these plans in motion. You're going to have a special election. And then after that, I promise you, you will start to see results. It's very hard to get everybody to work together, the Democrats, the Republicans. So you guys know that I have to stick around and finish the job, of course.
Right. Now, you've been going after these unions pretty hard. And I don't know who started it. You started with them or they started with you. You're hitting them pretty hard. Let me play you a commercial here, and we're going to ask you to respond to it.
Right.
Here's a commercial that the unions are putting out. These are three police officers, or actually law enforcement people in California.
Right.
One's a highway patrolman. The other one's a deputy. I think the other one's in correctional. Here we go.
Governor, I voted for you because I trusted what you said.
A lot of people did.
But you're just one broken promise after another.
You said you wouldn't take special interest money. Now you're taking millions.
Over $50 million from developers and big business.
Twice what Gray Davis took.
You said you'd make sure our schools got the money they need.
Another broken promise.
But now you're attacking teachers, and you want to cut funding for cops and schools.
A big disappointment.
You're not the governor we thought you'd be.
Oh, boy. How do you respond to that?
It's so funny. You know, what's great about that commercial is that we were joking over here that listen to the way those guys are struggling to read the teleprompter. It's so funny. They're obviously full of complete crap. I mean, they're actors. They're not real officers. They don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
I think, Governor, they might be real officers.
Let me tell you something. I mean, you try doing this. You try being governor of California. It was a mess when I came here.
Sure.
And the problem with California is everybody thinks that I'm supposed to do everything to fix the budget and at the same time not offend anybody. It's impossible. You cannot do it.
Exactly.
It's like this show. It's just like your show that you do. Impossible, man. You cannot do it.
All right. Now, we're going to play you another one this is not a TV commercial. This is a radio commercial similar to those union spots that are playing. We'll play it for you and get your response to this, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is, another sort of anti-governor commercial, which is strange because I thought that this man was in your corner. Here we go.
Rick Dees in the weekly top 40.
Hi, this is Rick Dees. The governor said he'd never touch the funding for weekend top 40 countdown shows. And now he's proposing legislation to reduce the Rick Dees weekly top 40 to the Rick Dees weekly top 37.
The governor has a secret plan to create anger against broadcast personalities by blaming them for what's wrong with California.
Governor Schwarzenegger is going after your weekend entertainment to try to save the state of California $1 million. He's blaming people who should be on the radio every morning live in Los Angeles. He's blaming people who don't always love the smell of bacon. He's blaming people who can hit the post on any Britney Spears song. He's blaming Christians. Christians like me.
Oh, boy.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. I love it. It's great. It's true, though. It's
totally Is it true, though? You're going after Rick Dees' top 40?
Of course. Listen, why do you need 40? It's too much. It's overdone. You know, you've got to take something out of it and give some back to the people. I'm sorry, Rick Dees, but I'm going to have to take it.
And who needs to listen to the 40th best song?
It's not important. If you're listening that long and you make it to number 40, you need to reevaluate your situation in life. So it's funny. You know, I should talk because all I've been doing today, instead of working, I've been on MySpace all day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really? Well, that's quite an admission.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me tell you, listen, by the way, I have my own MySpace. You guys can check it out if you want to.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, listen, your kids got to go on there. There's hot chicks on there. Oh, boy. I tell you. Oh, yes.
All right. We're on the air.
It's all right. Listen, Maria knows. She's totally cool with it. Listen, you got to get on there. Fake Arnold. Go on to MySpace. Because we can chat, you know, at night. You can leave comments. I put pictures of my body. And, you know, listen, I would take pictures of myself in the bathroom, and the girls would say, oh, Arnold, you're so sexy in the bathroom with the mirror and all this. It's fantastic. I love it. You know what? Bustamante is on there, too. I just signed him up on there.
All right, well, are you ready to take some phone calls here, buddy?
Yeah, of course, of course.
All right. If you'd like to say hello, perhaps you want to complain, bitch, moan to the governor of the state of California.
What are you trying to do? What are you trying to set me up here?
He is with us, 520-9710. That's 520-9710, and Sprint PCS pound 971.
Now, Governor, just over a month from now, on November 8th, you have this special election that you've called. And this would change the way we balance our budget. It affects public school teachers and the way they receive tenure.
Right.
But a lot of people seem to not be really talking about this special election that you've called in November. This is a pretty historic deal.
Yeah, I think that more people need to. We need to start a dialogue, and that's why I think everybody should go onto MySpace, because it's a great way to talk about these issues. I'm serious.
Right.
You know, Craig Davis is on there as well.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, and you know, when you're on there, you don't use your own name. You see, you've got to make a nickname.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
His name on there, instead of Gray Davis, it's As23Hole. Very funny. All right.
Governor of the state of California, been very nice to come on with us.
Yeah.
He's running in 2006 to be governor again. And really going after these unions, man. I don't know what they did to you or you did to them.
Yeah,
but
they're hitting back, though. It's ugly.
Boy, oh, boy.
Well, they're taking a lot of money. I tell you, just don't realize it. This is why, again, we have to do some things that we don't like in order to fix the problem. We cannot make this budget situation happen correctly without stepping on some toes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Governor, I have to say, as you know, I'm a Democrat who supported the recall, voted for Governor Schwarzenegger.
Right.
But a lot of people are saying now it's been a few years and you're going to be running again. Just when do we start to get the reform? Just when do we start to see all of those shakeups that you talked about when you announced that you would run for governor on the Tonight Show? I mean, when's the payoff, Governor?
Well, like I said, I promise you, after this special election, this is when you will start to see the pieces of the puzzle come into place. Also, we got MySpace. I think that will also help the problem. I'm kidding.
You must own a piece of this.
You're really driving traffic there.
Let me tell you, the women on there are so sexy. Oh, my God.
All right, I'll check it out.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's talk to Antoine. Is that right, in Pasadena? Is that you?
That is correct.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
All right, dude.
Mr. Schwarzenegger, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, do me a favor. I just want you to say my name, Antoine.
Antoine.
There you go. I have a question. I'm not really into politics, but I do follow it a little bit. And
right.
I'm hearing all these commercials about you borrowing $2 billion and the teachers are, you know, complaining about when you're going to pay it back.
Right.
How come you haven't come out and actually defended yourself with, I don't know,
yeah, that's a great question.
They do it.
That's a great question.
Well, I mean, the reason that I don't feel that I have to, because I know that I'm not doing anything wrong. If you come out and you get all worked up and you say, I'm so sorry, this is why I'm doing this, oh God, please, please forgive me, you look like a girly man. So I don't know, I don't have the answer to them. But you will see, I will make changes, Antoine.
You will, okay, but it's just that because of the way they're saying it, it's like everybody's talking. When we talk about it in certain places that I go, I always say, well, I'm sure he has a plan behind it. Wouldn't you even at least want to hint
certain,
at it?
Antoine, let me ask you, where are these certain places that you go? That's kind of
I usually go to Starbucks with my friends, and I usually, when I go to school, I hear, you know, topics just come up. And that's why I was I'm for you, because I think you're doing a great job myself.
Of course, right, thank
and
you.
And I mean, whenever there's a vote, I am there for you. But I didn't know what to say to them when they actually confronted me.
Yeah, I think that's a fair question, Governor. How should Antoine go about defending you to his friends?
I think Antoine should say to his friends, look, wait until special election and then we will see. I think he's just better. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Okay, you know what?
It seems like Brian Whitman can help you out in getting reelected.
I will hold you to that.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, hold me. Yeah, hold
Thank
me to
you.
It.
All right, Antoine, you're a big stud, dude. Get out of here, you jiggas. What's wrong with you?
All right. Go to the governor's space.
Yeah, go to my space and check out the governor.
Fake Arnold. Fake Arnold. Good. It's Andrea. The women. Oh, boy.
And fake Arnold.
The girls, they write little poems on there, like, oh, today I had a bad day, and they will say things like, today Jimmy didn't ask me out to the prom. I love it. I spent all night in my underwear reading this. It's crazy.
Now, on your space, I've checked it out on MySpace.
Right.
You have a picture of a young Gary Coleman there next to you.
That's not true. Stop it. Why do you always say that every time? You've got to spread that out. You know how many calls I've gotten from Coleman's people? God damn it.
Oh, hey. Governor, please.
Governor, please. We're on the
air. All right. Let's talk to Dino in Oceanside. You want to tell the governor something, buddy?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Dino.
Hey. Governor Schwarzenegger, I've got an 8-year-old son, and he's asking me why the teachers in his school are saying not to tell your parents not to vote for the governor again. So
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
So rude.
That's not cool. They should leave it up to you to make up your mind.
That's what I say. I say that the governor's doing good things, that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say bad things about him. That he's not doing right. The school, you know, the schools aren't getting money. Our school has just been revamped. They're building new classes. And I say, where do you think that money comes from?
Yes.
But,
you know what? You can avoid all of this, Dino, by taking your kid and putting him in private school.
Yeah. You know what? that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Right. Well, make sure, you know what you should do? You should get the kid on that MySpace. I'm kidding. All right. Stop it.
All right.
All right, Gov, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
All right, Dino. Hey, Dino, we're going to send you something, my brother.
Okay.
We're going to send you The Ali G Show. Second season on DVD. The New York Post calls it hilarious and brilliant. Out wherever DVDs are sold. There you go.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care of yourself, man.
All right.
All right. I'm sorry, Governor. Did we ever send you? We were going to give you tickets to the world premiere of that Jodie Foster movie. Did we ever send those to you?
Yeah, I've been waiting for that, and I'm very upset right now. Every time I see that poster, I say to myself, oh, they're re-releasing Contact? I wasn't sure. I'm kidding. No, send them to me. Marilla's
you got
excited
it.
About that. I love seeing that lesbian on the film. She's great.
Okay. Governor, the...
I'm sorry, what?
That's all right. Go ahead.
The healthcare workers are also getting on you, you know, we've played in the past this audio of this one woman who is sitting there next to this woman who receives, you know, public assistance, and the tone of the commercial is that you're really taking aim at California's healthcare providers as well. It's the teachers, the firefighters, the healthcare providers. Just who is supporting you these days?
Well, I would say that obviously you two. That's two guys right there.
That's a start.
And I know about five other people. My family, of course, Maria and my kids. And I want to say something because Whitman, I love you. I love Kim will say something like, hey, did we get you those tickets to that movie? And then you pass it over to Whitman. He'll go, all right, Arnold, anyway, enough of that. Let's talk about health care reform. You son of a bitch. You're always with the funny jokes. I'm kidding.
Well, I think it's important.
I'm joking.
No, I do think it's important to ask tough questions when you have leaders on the
air. I agree with you. I love your attitude. I love the questions. Absolutely. Listen,
do you have an answer?
Yes, absolutely. There are a lot of people that support me. The Mexicans are coming around.
All right, very good.
Oh, boy.
All right. Arnold Schwarzenegger is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Fake Arnold. And he is with us. So if you'd like to ask him a question, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and Sprint PCS pound 971.
I have some more questions about the budget and the utilities as well.
Okay,
as we continue.
All right, we continue here with the governor of the state of California, man. 520-9710. It's Conway Whitman, Tim Conway Jr., Brian Whitman live on 97.1 the FM Talk Station. It is Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 from Talk Station, joined by our very good friend, the governor of the state of California, Arnold. Fake Arnold.
Thank
How are you,
thank
sir?
You boys. Listen, I have a serious announcement. I hate to bring the show down, but we need to get serious here for a minute. As you know, California, Southern California, there's a storm that is coming in right now.
Right.
And we have light drizzle coming in right now.
Right.
Over the area. Now, I want everybody to remain calm.
That's what we're doing.
I will do, as your governor, I will do everything I can in my power to make sure that we get through this. We are going to get through this. I assure you,
it's rain.
Going to be fine.
It's rain, right?
Listen, Tim, you can never be too... Remember the power outage?
Yes, I do.
Remember this?
I do.
This is a very serious situation for California, and I'm so happy that the two of you put aside an hour of your show to address the situation.
Exactly. No, it's just a light drizzle, ladies and gentlemen. No,
listen,
it's just rain. How dare you? Let's talk to Lisa. Talk to Lisa in Monrovia.
Oh,
you're on with Arnold.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. How are things in Monrovia?
Good. It's rainy.
Myrtle Avenue? I love going down there and shopping.
Where?
Myrtle.
Yeah, I missed you when you were down here last time.
Oh, you got a question for him, Lise?
Yes, I do. Yes, I have a question. I know that you and Maria are starting to push about the childhood obesity.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to ask if we're on the outs.
Malibu Dan's actually doing, there's a new smaller charity out called Screener Obesity. And Malibu Dan's put together some pretty decent screeners to try to tackle that issue.
Yeah.
That's true, Tim. You know, some of our other stations, KFI and KBC, their screeners will be involved as well.
Right.
So, Lisa, is it your feeling that childhood obesity in California and nationwide is an epidemic, as the governor seems to suggest it is?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, and that's why we're going to change the meal plans for the school lunches that you read about. We're going to start, instead of things like apple strudel or bread, change it to foods that are good for you, like apples, we have barley, different oats, and also we're going to make a workout routine, as I mentioned before on the show, for little kids at the playground. No more recess, no more playing games, weightlifting, weight training.
Hey, Lisa, you got a fat kid?
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
Your daughter's fat.
Come on, Lise.
Come on.
How big is your son?
Out. Come on.
My daughter is 10, and she's not
good shape?
Fat.
All right.
Yeah, well, I am too. I'm in great shape too.
But there's a chance, obviously, Governor, there's a chance.
Then why are you calling us?
That she could get
fat. Because I want to help other people.
Ah, get out of here, do-gooder.
Come on.
Go put a dollar in the Costco box for Katrina and call it a night.
Speaking of Katrina, and you were very eloquent a moment ago, Governor, I want to applaud you in your admonition to Californians to not overreact to the...
Thank you. Tim is over there busting my balls. Let me tell you something.
It's rain. How dare you?
Listen, everyone be safe, be calm.
It's rain out there.
I will get us through this. Go
do
ahead.
Whichever you want. It's rain. Keep going about your business.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Whitman.
Governor, my question is, how do you grade the governor of Louisiana, Governor Blanco, there in her response to that devastating hurricane that hit the Gulf Coast?
Well, let me tell you something. It was unfortunate what happened there with the Katrina and all this and the hurricane and all that and all that type of stuff. But, you know, I did my best. I went over there and did my part. I went over in the chopper. I actually flew over the city. I didn't go down there because it's disgusting. There's dead dogs and weird stuff down there. But but I flew over there and I looked outside.
It's disgusting. You're right.
They opened the door and I looked outside and I made what you might call a sad face. I sort of looked sadly down on the city.
That's pretty cool.
I think if anyone was still down there, those that didn't leave, I think they looked up and said, "There's Arnold looking sad." and now it's okay. So I will do the same, California, when the rain is out of control tonight.
You are the best, man.
I will look down at you, sadly.
All right. Let's talk to Lena in Irvine. Lena, you're on with the governor.
Rose.
Hey. Go ahead, Lena. Is it Lena or Lena?
Hello, Lena.
Oh, Lena. Oh, I'm very surprised you got me.
Disgusting.
Listen, Arnold.
Right. Oh, okay.
How does it feel to be the son of a Nazi?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
You know what? You are the son of a stormtrooper. What do you think a stormtrooper is? I know this isn't Arnold.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Hey, Lena. Lena.
You know what? My whole family told me not to vote for you.
Did you vote?
And I went out and I walked and I voted for you.
Wow, look at you.
Wow, great for you. Good.
All right, Lena, thanks for calling. Andy and Chino, you're on with the governor. It's a little hot.
Hi, Governor Schwarzenegger. Andy Ramirez from Friends of the Border Patrol. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Andy?
Hey, I was calling to ask you, Governor, because I understand you support the Minuteman Project. Are you also going to support my efforts to secure California's borders with Friends of the Border Patrol? As you know, I met with your...
All right, please. Al, you're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Al.
How are you?
Hello.
Hey, hold on 1 second. Al Rentel has just walked in. Al, you're on with the governor.
Oh, no, look. This is, you know what, ladies and gentlemen... This is the best governor we've ever had.
Is that right?
I can't believe it. How are you?
Well.
But Al, how do you feel? I mean, he said no to gay marriage.
Well, no, look. No, he didn't. You know, he's very fair. But, you know, you have a lot of fat people running around shopping malls.
That's what they're doing?
Right.
You know, these fat liberals run around and they want to eat their Cinnabons and whatnot. And, you know, these people wouldn't know a treadmill from... you know, from a hole in the wall.
Nice.
No, look, it's very true. And
He's right.
You know, we have to make tough decisions, and this governor is one to do it.
Exactly.
God knows the previous one, all he wanted to do was, you know, spend and spend and spend.
That's all he did.
Oh, he couldn't even keep the lights on.
Yes.
Right.
But, you know, this governor keeps the lights on.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, and he is with us, ladies and gentlemen, governor of the state of California.
Yes, yes.
All right, now let's go back to Al here. Al's got a question for you. Al, you're on with governor.
Hello?
Yeah, governor, I was calling to ask about why are the unions, the police departments, mad at you? As in, are you not trying to give them a raise? Because I have a cousin who's a correctional officer.
Right.
He has to work 9 overtime shifts to make the money what everybody's been hollering that they make too much money.
That's a great story.
He's literally doing 9 overtime shifts to make a decent living.
How much is he making?
He's probably going to make about this year maybe a little bit over around $70,000 or whatever this year. But to where to do 9 overtime shifts, that's... Literally,
what does that mean? I mean, 9 days a year he has to work overtime?
Those are a month. He will work 9 overtime shifts in that month there,
right.
And those are like back-to-back shifts there where these guys are tired,
right.
And is he trying to take money away? That's a great story.
All right.
That is a great story.
I think it's time to hit that dump.
All right, Arnold, what happened to you? What happened with these guys? You know, you don't have to talk about it. You can talk about it later. You want to?
Listen. I'm sorry. I'm very distracted because I'm getting some news here. I want everyone to remain calm. Tim, don't say
All right. Everybody's just rain.
Listen, remain calm.
Kurt in Lancaster. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 sec. Kurt, you're on with the governor.
Hey, how you doing, Arnold?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, I wanted to speak to you, and for years I've been meaning to speak to you. My mom used to work for the Naturalization Commission for Los Angeles back in the
80s. That's a great story.
And was there at the Shrine Auditorium when you got your American citizenship. And,
she shook
your hand.
Right.
Yes, and she was a little old.
Who cares, buddy?
Oh, Danny, please. Danny.
What's the matter? I'm sorry.
That's a great story.
Governor, do you remember this man's mom?
Absolutely. She's a wonderful woman.
Yes, and ironically, in 1983,
I don't even know.
I was up in Chico. As a bodybuilder, competing amateurly, as you as my idol.
So sad. Yes, I know. Great.
Because you're the number one bodybuilder back in the day.
Yeah, but yes. I was seven-time Mr. Olympia, and I don't even know what you're talking about. But
yeah, and
Kurt, describe your mom's physical appearance. What does she look like? So the governor.
My mom would look like Della Reese if you were to meet her today.
Yes, of course. Della Reese. I told you guys that's what she looked like.
That's a great story.
I told you that. You didn't. Whitman didn't believe me.
Does she have two-tone hair?
Gray hair.
Not two-tone, gray.
Well, I thought
and black.
Della Reese had gray
right,
and
Della
black.
My mom, I was away at Chico, away from college for years.
Please make it stop.
Okay, thanks, Kurt. Please.
Oh, boy. Right,
I'm glad you guys are in the country, please, but easy.
This is crazy.
Governor, how are things coming along at MySpace, okay?
Oh, it's fantastic. Let me tell you, I'm trying to get people to be my friend because I want to talk to girls and guys and all my friends out there, all the people of California. So you can go on if you want. You can go on to myspace.com/fakeArnold or just look up Fake Arnold on MySpace. I'm on there. I'm telling
you. Yes, I saw you.
That's a great story.
That's cute.
That is a great story. Adam in Van Nuys, you're on with the governor.
Hello. How
hey,
going?
Adam,
how
are you?
How are you?
Okay, is that the real Arnold or is this a joke?
Yes,
yeah, what do you want?
How are you?
I'm good. Okay, I just wanted to know what's such a big deal about all this rain and stuff, because I kind of saw the lightning over here in the valley, but I mean, what's all about?
It's rain,
dude. Let me tell you something. Louisiana, they said the same thing. What's the big deal with all this rain?
Nah, please.
No, I think we should let the governor address that. I mean,
I freak people out. Rodolfo in Los Angeles.
That's funny.
Hey.
Yes, hello, this is Rodolfo. How you doing, sir?
You had to take a minute there to swallow. It's all right, relax, calm down, relax.
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask you about driver license.
Yeah, what about it? Guess what? You're not getting one.
I already have one.
How did you get one? Put him on hold. We need to get his phone number.
Rodolfo, what's your question about driver's licenses?
Yes, about that new law. Are you going to approve the new law for the people who don't have papers to have a driver's license?
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
I like that, but people don't have papers.
That's kind of a way. It's an interesting take on it. Interesting slant.
Hey, did you guys, speaking of that, did you guys ever see the Mexican version of that movie, Artificial Intelligence?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was called AI, Artificial Immigration.
Okay.
And the tagline was, "His love is real, his papers are not."
It's
funny.
I think some of that humor, Governor, combined with the girly man comments.
It's funny.
Is great, the girly
people
man. All right, hold on one second. The governor is with us, ladies and gentlemen. You can check him out at MySpace/FakeArnold, ladies and gentlemen. He is the best. 520-9710. Sprint PCS #971. Look at that. It's raining here in Southern California. We're talking Arnold.
The governor says do not panic.
Yeah, it's just rain, gang. It's Conway Whitman, Tim Conway Jr., Brian Whitman, live on 97.1 from Talk Station. It's Conway Whitman, live on 97.1 from Talk Station. Tim Conway Jr., Brian Whitman. And somebody's announced they're running again. Did you see that?
Yeah, the governor will be a candidate in 2006.
Yes.
Now, why so early, Governor, the announcement?
Hold on a second. I'm on MySpace. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, she thinks I'm cute. This girl in Tennessee thinks I'm hot.
All right, you know what? You can go on MySpace.
Yeah,
MySpace.com and /FakeArnold, and you can see this Arnold there.
I got one guy that added him to my, he's on my thing now. He calls himself, this is great. He calls himself Ninja Dyke. That's so funny.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to run again.
Why'd you announce so early?
Well, I tell you, because...
Money problems?
Because we've got this special election coming up, and I want people to know that I'm committed to making all these changes and to stick with me. Stay with me. I will make sure that these things happen. It will all happen, I promise you. Just stick with me.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to Bob and Covina. Bob, you're on with Arnold. Fake Arnold. How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you. And Arnold, great job you're doing. Great in the movies. I've seen all your movies. And I'm really happy you're taking the stance on the driver's licenses. I'm a former Kennedy Democrat. John and Robert Kennedy were two of the greatest Americans. And I was wondering, since you're doing such a great job on the licenses, how you feel also on the border watches.
Hey, Bob, real quickly, what do you do for a living?
Pardon me?
What do you do for a living?
I'm an insurance broker.
Okay.
You're a great American, Bob.
You sound like a movie reviewer here in town.
No, but it's just...
Actually, you sound like the guy doing sports on Saturday morning on like KFWB or KNX.
Can't say I've heard that. No.
That ain't me. Is this
John Landis?
No.
And I know it is. John, is it you?
No, but
come on, John. Every time I see you at the movies, people always mistake you for Leonard Maltin. It's just
no, I wish it was, but it isn't. But
oh man!
All right. So what was your question, Bob?
Well, see, I was asking him, since he's done such a great job on the licenses, I think that we do have to secure our borders and get it positioned so that they can stop these people from coming across illegally.
Yeah, this is a perspective we haven't heard enough of on talk radio, Governor. They're securing the borders and keeping these illegals from coming over.
I can't get enough of it, boy. I mean, we need to hear more about it.
This is an issue that really hasn't been addressed, by enough radio hosts. Would you care to take a swing at it, though?
Oh, I'll take a swing at it. Let me tell you something. I think it's important that we do secure our borders, but I think secure is the wrong word. I think we have to make sure that we're weeding out the bad people and shutting down our borders completely.
That's holy smokes.
No, I'm kidding.
All right, Bobby, thank you for calling, man.
You're a great American, Bob.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. There he goes.
Poor boy.
Jesus.
Mike and Corona, you're on with Fake Arnold. How are you?
Mike, how are you?
Good. How you doing? Nice to speak with you.
How's Corona? How's it smelling these days?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm living the American dream.
It is the American dream in Corona. Yeah, let me tell you.
I want to tell you, I approve of everything you're doing, and I want to know the big question.
You want to know it?
When are you going to run for president?
Well, I'll tell you what. As soon as we can get the Constitution amended, I will run for president, of course.
When you run for president, you're going to be completing... I think you're going to be completing your lifelong dream.
Oh. I agree with you. Obviously, Mr. Olympia 7 times, big-time movie star, governor of California. Now I'm on the Conway and Bittman show. What's left, right?
Yeah. By the way, what has been the highlight for you in the last year, 2 years?
What has been the highlight?
Yeah.
Well, I really enjoyed episode 3, that last Star Wars movie. Boy, that was great. I waited in line for 2 weeks for that.
Yeah, you have to wait in line to see that. You don't get an advance copy, Governor?
No, but listen, it's so much fun because we all dress up, and I put on a beard like I was Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I said, kids, get your lightsabers. We're going to go see this movie. Of course, it sucked. It's a terrible movie, but it was enjoyable just being there with the people, and I love it. Boy,
hey, Arnold,
Star Wars.
Yeah. I got a question for you. I've heard, I actually read this online on a site that's not so credible, so it may be BS, but I heard that you do a Johnny Carson impersonation. Is that right?
You guys know this information. You always pull this card out every time.
Can we hear it?
I mean, maybe I could be persuaded.
Come on.
Well, I'll tell you, I stopped doing it after Johnny passed. He was one of the great entertainers, but
yeah, he really was.
If you have some spooky music, maybe some atmospheric Halloween-type music, I could do the ghost of Johnny Carson for you.
Okay. All right. We'll look for that. While we're looking for it, could you hit us with it?
Come on.
Your impersonation of Johnny Carson.
All right. Let me try. I'm going to get it's a little rusty, but let me try.
Okay. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Arnold Schwarzenegger attempting to do his impersonation of the greatest television celebrity on the planet, Johnny Carson.
It's been a while, so hold on.
All right, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Maria, get out of the room. It's embarrassing. Get out of here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
It is a pleasure to be here. This is wild. It's a great show, and I'm very excited to talk to Conway and Whitman. Wow.
Oh, that is great. By the way, I don't know if you know this, Johnny, but we have you here in the studio as well. Is that amazing?
All right. Is that wild?
Oh, that is weird. How am I doing?
I did not know that.
Oh, this is fantastic. How have you been?
I'm all right, Ed.
Wait a minute. This is a little weird. This is kind of wild and whack. I'm losing it. I lost
it. Oh, that was great, Governor.
Oh, that was great, dude.
I love that.
That's fantastic,
you let Maria back in the room now.
Yeah, hold on. Maria, it's all right. Hey, no, it's all right. Whitman says it's okay.
All right. Let's talk to a Freeman in Camarillo. You're on with Fake Arnold. How are you?
Great. Arnold, I wanted to ask you a question. What is your position
on the Border Watch project going on in San Diego right now.
Wow. I think we went through that, didn't we?
No, it's an issue that's not, you know, Freeman, you know what I have found? That you're asking an important question and one that you don't really hear it brought up often enough.
No, never. You know, I tell you what, by the way, way to bring the show down. We're all having a great time. I'm doing impressions, and you come out with, how's that border situation?
Exactly. And by the way, speaking of border and patrol and stuff like that,
sure.
Cowboys and Indians,
right.
The Indians beat the Cowboys tonight. The Redskins beat the Cowboys 14-13.
Did you notice
that? Fantastic.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Isn't that wild?
And another, they've stuck it to New Orleans again. They lost tonight in football.
Mm.
So,
Governor, do you?
Hey, wait! I heard you do Bill Cosby as well. Is that right, Arnold?
Oh boy! Wait a minute.
Get Marie out of the room.
All right, real quickly, right. Bill Cosby.
Maria, get out of here! I'm going to do Cosby.
All right, there she goes.
All right, this is really bad, Cosby. Ready?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cosby. Bill, how are you, sir?
Good to be here on Joe. Gonna make you smile.
Very good, actually.
It's not bad.
Very good,
all right.
Governor.
All right. Thompson, we thank you for coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Thompson does the best Arnold Schwarzenegger on the planet.
Yes, he does.
Always a pleasure.
It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr., Brian Whitman, live on 97.1 the FM Talk Station.